for tapes of end time meetings, deliverance services, or Lake Hamilton Bible Campground's publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Writes Post Office Box 21516, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas, zip 71903.
Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Saturday morning, April 3rd, 1999. Passover weekend teaching and deliverance camp meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Gene Moody of Baton Rouge, Louisiana, is the minister in this service.
This morning, Gene Moody from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, is going to be ministering to us. He and his wife, Earlene, have ministered here for many, many years. And this morning, we're going to sing a song that was her favorite. And it's in 1 Thessalonians, the fifth chapter. Okay? And then Gene's going to come right and minister.
Rejoice evermore, for this is the will of God. Rejoice evermore, for this is the will of God. Rejoice evermore, for this is the will of God. In Christ Jesus concerning you. Pray without ceasing, for this is the will of God. Pray without ceasing, for this is the will of God. Pray without ceasing, for this is the will of God. In Christ Jesus concerning you. And everything give thanks, for this is the will of God. And everything give thanks, for this is the will of God. Everything give thanks, for this is the will of God. In Christ Jesus concerning you. Quench not the Spirit, for this is the will of God. Quench not the Spirit, for this is the will of God. Quench not the Spirit, for this is the will of God. In Christ Jesus concerning you. Despise not prophesying, for this is the will of God. Despise not prophesying, for this is the will of God. Despise not prophesying, for this is the will of God. In Christ Jesus concerning you. Abstain from all fears of evil, for this is the will of God. Abstain from all fears of evil, for this is the will of God. Abstain from all fears of evil, for this is the will of God. In Christ Jesus concerning you. Rejoice evermore, for this is the will of God. Rejoice evermore, for this is the will of God. Rejoice evermore, for this is the will of God. In Christ Jesus concerning you.
This is a long lesson. It's a very serious lesson. And I'm going to do something I've never done before. So I feel very impressed to do that. I'm going to get a volunteer up here in a minute. And she's going to lead you all in prayer. And we're going to war in the Spirit. And then I'm going to take you through this lesson. The title of the lesson is Godly People Stricken Before Their Time. And then after that, we're going to go through deliverance for illnesses, injuries, and traumas. So right now, I have mastery when I hope she'll do it. Come up here, Sister Mildred. I want all of you to stand. And she's going to come up here, and she's going to take us through spiritual warfare. And she's going to lead you, and we're all going to pray for spiritual warfare. Yeah.
Pray with me, okay? In the name of Jesus. In our authority.
In our authority.
Where we're seated in Christ Jesus.
Where we're seated in Christ Jesus.
At the right hand of the Father.
At the right hand of the Father.
We come against.
We come against.
The works of darkness.
The works of darkness.
Principalities.
Principalities.
Powers.
Powers.
Rulers.
Rulers.
Wicked spirits.
Wicked spirits.
Dominions.
Dominions.
Kingdoms.
Kingdoms.
And thrones.
And thrones.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
We pull down strongholds.
We pull down strongholds.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Father, we bring them down and we put them under our feet.
We bring them down and put them under our feet.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
We come against Satanism.
We come against Satanism.
We bind the powers of darkness.
We bind the powers of darkness.
From the north.
From the north.
The south.
The south.
The east.
The east.
And the west.
And the west.
We take our authority.
We take our authority.
We bind the forces from the bottomless pit.
We bind the forces from the bottomless pit.
And we stand in the authority.
And we stand in the authority.
That the Lord Jesus said.
That the Lord Jesus said.
I give you power.
I give you power.
Over all the power of darkness.
Over all the power of darkness.
And nothing by any means.
And hardness. Nothing by any means.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Our authority.
Our authority.
Is in.
Is
the
in.
Name.
The name.
Of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Mildred. And thank you, Brother Bill, for honoring Earlene. Praise God. It's all tied together. Now, I've got a lot of scripture. And some of this I'm just going to paraphrase to you. And some of it we're going to read. And I'll start out paraphrasing it to you. In Genesis 3:15 it says, "It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel." In Deuteronomy chapter 27, curses are pronounced. In Deuteronomy chapter 28, blessings for obedience and curses for disobedience. In Esther, a number of different verses, "And she obtained grace and favor in his sight." In the book of Job, disaster falls into our lives because God is testing our faith. In Isaiah, "Our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed." Also, "No more to be forsaken, neither shall thy land any more be desolate." In Matthew, "Daughter, be of good comfort, thy faith hath made thee whole." Also in Matthew, "When tribulation or persecution ariseth, by and by he is offended." In Luke, "Thank you that they were sinners above all men that dwell in Jerusalem." Now let's look up Luke 22:31-32. Luke 22:31-32. "And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for thee, that thy faith fail not. And when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren." In John, "And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter. Also, in the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer." In Acts, "In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." Also, "Steadfastly beholding him, perceiving he had faith to be healed." In Romans, "We glory in tribulations, knowing that tribulation worketh patience." Now let's look up Romans 8:28. Romans 8:28. Romans 8:28. "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose." See, that's a verse that I take comfort in. My son is in heaven. My wife is in heaven. I take comfort in that verse. That's a special verse to me. Okay, in Romans. Tribulation, distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, peril, sword. Also, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer. Now let's look up 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 2. Praise God. 1 Corinthians 8:2. "If I be not an apostle unto others, yet doubtless I am to you. For the seal..." That's 9:2. I'm sorry. 8:2. "And if any man think that he knoweth anything, he knoweth nothing, yet he ought to know." That's a good one for me. Praise God. Okay, 1 Corinthians 13:12. Chapter 13, verse 12. "For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even as I am also known." In 2 Corinthians, "He comforted us in all of our tribulation, so that we may be able to comfort others." In Ephesians, "For by grace are you saved through faith. It is the gift of God." Now let's look at Ephesians 4:11-13. Ephesians 4:11-13. "And he gave some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we come in the unity of the faith, and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ." In Philippians, "But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches." In Colossians, "Which is Christ in you, the hope of glory." in 1 Thessalonians, we told you before that we should suffer tribulation. Also, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ. In 1 Timothy, for thy summer's sake and for thine own infirmities. In 2 Timothy, show thyself approved unto God, rightly dividing the word of truth. Also, continue in the things which thou hast learned and been assured of. And, but Trophimus have I left at Miletum sick. In Hebrews, but now we see not yet all things put under him. In Hebrews chapter 11, it talks about what faith is. Without faith, we cannot please God. In James, shall save a soul from death and shall hide a multitude of sins. In 1 Peter, shall live unto righteousness by whose stripes ye were healed. Also, Christ suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves likewise. In Revelations, be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. Also, as many as I love, I rebuke and chasten, be zealous therefore. Praise God. This is a letter that I wrote on October 27, 1991. Praise God. As you know, Earl and I have been in the deliverance ministry for about 15 years. We have worked with thousands of Christians in the area of healing and deliverance. Recently, praise God, Erling was stricken with kidney failure. Otherwise, she is in fine shape for a woman who is 59 years old. We have known personally, or have known men and women of God who have been stricken physically with infirmities. They may have even died before becoming 70 years old. These were people that we felt really trying to follow God and were doing a fine work in His vineyard. They were also people that believed in the whole Word of God. Generally speaking, the ministry teaches the blessings of God and not the justice of God. We get the Bless Me Club personality. Generally speaking, the ministry does not teach what Christians will go through as they follow Christ and obey His Word. The impression is, once I become a Christian, I will have no more problems. This seems to be an area of the Bible that is primarily ignored. Many times, Christians are taught this philosophy, and then when it doesn't work, they leave the church. My question to you is, why are these godly people stricken before their time of 70 years? In other words, what should we as Christians expect in a battle for the Lord? If we're living a godly life, should we expect to go through life without having any mental, physical, spiritual, or material problems? What does the Bible teach about the lives of Christians? A good example is Paul, with the love of Christ, Jean and Earl. So I sent that letter out to people that I knew, and they wrote me, and they called me, and I kept track of that. Excuse me. Replies to the letter. We received replies from the following people to whom we are very grateful. Joanne Nystrom, Glenn and Irma Miller, Dorothy and Harlan Deem, Ted Haggart, Edwin Edgerton, Frank Hammond, Lorraine A. Cupper, Buzz Milosh, Dennis Mulder, Blanche Reynolds, Linda Sutter, Al Dager, Norman Parrish, Norman Martin, and Janice Turnbull, and Ann Pig. We kept the letters and records of telephone conversations. It was quite an effort for those to try to answer our difficult questions. Thank you for your love and concern. Prayers for us. We want to express our heartfelt thanks for those who have prayed and interceded for us through the years. It is wonderful to hear that we are being prayed for our well-being by those who love us and who have compassion on us. Only God knows how your prayers may have helped us. And I want to thank you for praying for me. I just really thank you. I really need your prayers. You know, praise God. And God is bringing me through. God is healing me. But I really thank you for the prayers and your continued praying for me. Our ministry. We have been in deliverance ministry for about 20 years. It has been about 5 years since Earlene had her kidney failure. God has seen us through all the difficulties that we have faced in our lifetime. We have seen God do many wonderful things around the world using us as His servants. Even though we have probably cast out thousands of demons, Satan does not leave us alone. In fact, he probably attacks those who are very active even more because they are a greater threat to His kingdom. Future for Christians. The wind may blow in your face to stop your progress now, but may be behind you in the future after you have worked your way through the problem. Move forward with the Lord. Our God is faithful, and we must relinquish control to Him. Praise breaks certain bondages put on us by Satan. By all means, repent. It is a way of life. We are comforted by the Word of God. steadfast and trust in Jesus. Keep on ministering by faith and depend in the leadership of the Holy Spirit. God loves us and cares about us. He has all power and authority to direct our life. General comments. Early and I have discussed, thought, and prayed about this subject both before and after Early's failure of her kidneys a considerable amount of time. There are many lessons to be learned by us and other Christians in this difficult area. The communication of others helped us to understand what we were going through. It is a real blessing to see what others go through in real life. It is an untruth to tell the Christian world that you, your family, business, ministry have no problems, and that you're perfect just like Jesus Christ. We're still praying for answers for ourselves and for others. When Erlen was in the hospital initially, we read the book of Job seeking answers. Pay attention to what Job says as well as his so-called comforters. This lesson was written by others. We only compiled and edited it so that it would apply to the body of Christ. It will give you a lot to think about as you ponder your life and thoughts contained herein. This may be the most profound lesson that we have taught. Answers to questions. Do you believe that you have all the answers to the problems we face here on earth? Are you living a perfect life in complete accord with the Bible? We don't believe that anyone has a complete understanding of the Bible. Everyone has problems. If you don't now, you will later. This includes those in the ministry and their families. God is sovereign, and we can't change that fact of life. Rest assured that God's Word is a wonderful source of strength and comfort to suffering, hurting, poor people, as well as to those who are wealthy all around the world. If we want life, we must keep His commandments. We're all aware that if there was an easy answer, everyone would already know. Volumes could be written to properly answer the question raised, even in a general sense. Word of wisdom, word of knowledge, and discernment of spirits could be God's way of answering specifically for each of us. Inwardly, there might be the sins of the fathers or some break in Job's hedge. Outwardly, there might be an onslaught from some coven or occult source that is getting through. And these are just a few possibilities. There are some valid truths coming from the Bless Me Club, but they need to be balanced. God's love balanced by God's justice. There are no pat answers. Excuse me. God in control. It may be God's purpose, not some other cause. What lessons can be learned? God can turn it around eventually. The future is in His hands. God understands and is rooting for us. We accept God's dealings with us and resist the devil. Do not doubt God, who knows what we need. Jesus was not spared from suffering and has compassion on us. He gives us grace and sense to learn. God is teaching us. It may be for our good, for life and death situations. God can do whatever He chooses for greater glory and purpose. Jesus intercedes for us while we are going through the fire. Our peace comes when we rely on Jesus, even if it means we die. Satan is not in control. Satan will retaliate. We get wounded. There are cult attacks by witches and warlocks. We must know our enemies. There are curses, hexes, and spells that are inherited as well as received in the nasty now and now. Satan cannot kill our spirits or souls, even if he's able to kill our bodies. What about repressed feelings, used to being blessed, many causes of disease and judgmental? We are susceptible, sickness is common, not immune to suffering, and there are hindrances which may be mysterious or harmful. Do not get impatient. Control your emotions. We cannot control the events. Keep our spirits clean before God. Do not go on a guilt trip. It may be a simple lesson of trusting, not just an exercise of faith. We are not immune to attack. It rains on the just and the unjust. How do we respond to tragedy? We must have faith that all things work together for good. We will learn or not learn. Wait before God without doubting. Die triumphantly. Sometimes it is nothing we do. Good comes from our experiences. We are more understanding, compassionate, and patient, not judging others. Our faith is joined with others. Have conviction that God heals and does recreative miracle. Sovereignty of God. God allotted 70 years to all humanity, not just believers, which is about the average age at death. Life may be lengthened or shortened. Our body is not redeemed. It is subject to the curse of sin, old nature, physical defects, and curse applies to body. Perfect health will come in heaven. We must relate to the world, demonstrate our faith, believe in redemption, and maintain hope. The environment affects our bodies. The dead are all right in God, sleep in Christ, and awake to resurrection. Walk by faith. Don't worry about tomorrow. God meets our basic needs, not our wants. Food, food, clothing, and shelter are blessings by God's grace. Our bodies are subject to failure. Death has its way with all flesh. God can intervene if He chooses. Pray for God's perfect will in our lives. Have an overcoming attitude and draw close to God. There's more to life than just having perfect health. God wants to cleanse us from sin, get our attention, and test us to strengthen our faith. Sickness is not immoral and will not be in the millennium. Our spirit and soul are redeemed. Excuse me. Our body is not resurrected. Sometimes we may recover from sickness through prayer. It is difficult in dealing with God. His ways are not our ways. Acknowledgement of reality of life is faith. Age brings susceptibility to disease and death. Trials and testings. Lord, what do you want us to learn from our trials and testings? Certainly the Bible nowhere promises that Christians will go through life without problems. In fact, a careful reading of the Bible indicates that Christians will face many difficulties and trials. There are at least two biblical reasons as to why Christians suffer. One of them has to do with the fact that we are a fallen human race. The effects of sin, including illness, will come to Christians as well as non-Christian people. The fact that we suffer physical ailments, disease, and so forth, in some sense, has little to do with the fact that we are Christian. It is simply the state of the fallen human race. It is the effects of sin in the world in which we live. Christians are not immune to these effects. Secondly, there are times when disaster falls into our lives because God is testing our faith. He allows the devil to have relatively free rein, while at the same time promising that he will never give us a burden too heavy to carry. An obvious example of that would be Job. The book of Job teaches the above very clearly. Certainly the Apostle Paul is a good example. He struggled with a thorn in the flesh all of his life. God chose not to remove that. We may never know the exact reason why, but God had a purpose in doing what he has done. The Bible does not promise health, wealth, and prosperity to all who believe in Christ. There are many Christians around the world who live in poverty. The Bible talks about taking up our cross and following Jesus Christ. In many parts of the world, that cross is big and heavy, even to the extent of having to pay for faith on occasion with their lives. There are kinds of demands and sacrifices that the Scriptures place upon us as Christians. Without question, we have been blessed in this country, living in relative freedom and prosperity. God has certainly not promised that we are immune from suffering. In fact, the scriptural teaching is that suffering brings with it many benefits. It is sometimes for those benefits that God allows us to go through these things. Any Christian who thinks that they will not face tribulation or persecution in this life is sadly mistaken. Satan asked to sift Job and Peter, and he asked to sift the body of Christ. Consider Job's attitude as well as that of his wife and friends. Faith of the saints. It takes faith to believe in healing, deliverance, and salvation. Everything we receive from the Father comes through the grace and mercy of God and the Lord Jesus Christ with the interaction of the Holy Spirit. God answers prayer. Things happen when we pray that don't happen when we don't pray. We interact with God through prayer. He acts according to His predetermined will and purpose as we enter into communication with Him through silent and vocalized prayer. The Lord Jesus Christ is a repository of virtue and righteous power to meet our needs. It has already been bought and paid for at Calvary. The victory is assured, but it is not automatic without conflict or effort of mind, will, emotions, body strength, and spiritual involvement. For instance, fasting, prayer, worship, praise, spiritual warfare, meditating, reading the Word, and submitting to God and one another with a determination to glorify God. I might comment about spiritual warfare. That's why I got Mildred up here. Mildred, I heard her the other day. She prayed a real good prayer in spiritual warfare. And people keep asking me, well, how do you do spiritual warfare? Well, that's a good example of how you do spiritual warfare. You need to learn to war in the heavenlies. This is just part of being a Christian, war in the heavenlies. See, when we pray for each other, we war in the first heaven. We need to war in the second heaven, and God will answer us in the third heaven. Consider the woman with the issue of blood. The virtue deposited in Jesus for this woman was released through her faith. It brought about the desired results of her being made whole. Consider the man at the gate beautiful. He wanted alms. He didn't appear to have faith for healing. Was anyone else interceding for him? He was caught off guard. Peter reached down and lifted him up. Peter's and John's faith had to be sufficient. God's purpose was to show himself alive by doing the miraculous. Consider the man crippled from his mother's womb. He heard Paul speaking, and Paul perceived he had faith to be healed. He needed to be healed, and God purposed a revival. Christian scoreboard. Christians are not any better or worse than anyone else. Joe's friends knew that there must have been something wrong in his life, or why else would he have to suffer? Was there a tradition around Israel that the Galileans who suffered such things and the 18 upon whom the Tower of Siloam fell must have been worse sinners than others? But this is not what Christ taught. We have not come to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, but we have hope for the coming of Christ and his kingdom. Present church age. Do you believe that we're living in the Laodicean church age? We think we're so increased with goods, have need of nothing, and we're so rich in the things of God. We don't realize how great our spiritual need really is. Are you prepared for physical death? Which group of the 10 virgins do you belong to? To those whose lamp is full or those whose lamp is empty? This is an hour that we must use wisely. Return to the simplicity of true devotion to Christ. We should be warriors for Christ. Jesus has... I'll stop there just a minute. How many of you are warriors for Christ? Raise your hand. Okay? You should all be. And this is the way I visualize myself. I visualize myself as a warrior for Christ. And I'm in this to destroy as much of Satan's kingdom as I can. Till I die. That's all that spiritual warfare. We're in all that spiritual warfare. Either you get involved or you will be put by the wayside. So get involved. Praise God. Jesus has limited his visits to us in the relationship of how obediently we provide him that opportunity by being his body for him to fill with his spirit and presence. As we yield to him to be locally in fellowship with other regenerate ecclesians under his headship, proper and potent healing and so forth will be present in much greater fullness than we presently experience. The problem is we are church going instead of being local ecclesia and membered together with others by the Holy Spirit. The body is dismembered by locality, hence all the confusions, weaknesses, and so forth. If we ourselves don't live to enjoy the restored ecclesia, we should be working on it for our posterity. The church is full of people who are not in their midst, polishing lively stones for his tabernacle. God is building a rock house with narrow mortar joints, which is pleasing to him. Have peace in God. There is tribulation in the world. When Earlene was in the hospital the first time, God told her that she was a lively stone. And praise God, he was polishing her. This world. Earth is earth and does not become heaven for anyone when one gets saved. In other words, God's perfect plan, the full manifestation of his kingdom, is fully manifested in heaven. When we get saved, a ray of his kingdom shines through our hearts with a provision that glow to provide healing, deliverance, and other manifestations of his will. Certainly, he wants all to be saved, healed, delivered, filled with his spirit, and so forth. And that all... that will all be complete in heaven. Here on earth, we get a taste, but not the entire package. We need to seek God, live saved, be filled with His Spirit, walk in His fullness all that we possibly can, be healed as we can, and walk in the greatest degree of freedom and deliverance as possible. But until Jesus physically returns, we will struggle, suffer, and strain for the full manifestation of the redemption of our lives. Okay, I'm about halfway through the lesson. Y'all stand up and take a stretch so you won't go to sleep. I'm going to drink some water here. Okay, thank you. You can be seated. As you can see, I'm a teacher, not a preacher. And this is a lesson that God has given me. The Bible reveals God's perfect plan for us in Christ. Now, Christ is here only by His Spirit. Soon we will see Him face to face. When that happens, all His plans for His people will be fulfilled. So, what should we Christians expect in the battle for the Lord? Exactly that, a battle. As for victory, absolutely. As for timing, some now, the balance later. Not having any problems is neither biblical nor practical. Living a godly life means that a person can expect to live a godly life. As for mental, physical, spiritual, and material problems, those all come in varying degrees to all who live. Living a godly life should minimize those problems, and it certainly should open the door for the operation of the Holy Spirit, which will help with the solution. But the problems will remain until Jesus settles the sin nature and the Satan problem. This is not defeatist. The powerful manifestation of the Holy Spirit does remarkable things in all of our lives. The authority of the Word of God can do powerful things. The enforcement of God's plans during this present age takes constant prayer, faith, and involvement of the Holy Spirit. Hope is there and power is there, but so is the enemy in the world. 10 thoughts for you. Each person must seek for himself a clear understanding of what he believes and how God works in each conflict. We that minister must be careful we do not add to the confusion and minister condemnation. 1. God can and does heal his people. 2. It is God's will that we be healed for the glory of God, therefore glorify God in your body. 3. There are only 2 things, blessings and curses. You're either increasing or decreasing. 4. The pure word of God without mixture. 5. The non-pure word of God with mixture. 6. God's medicine is for us, and us is his word for us. 7. God is love. 8. God loves you. 9. You're healed because you were healed by the stripes of Jesus. And finally, 10, the bottom line is agape love in the master's servant. Crucifixion of the flesh. Fasting is a way to crucify the flesh and see God. It is also a way to rid the body of toxins which can kill you. Depression will lower your resistance to disease. We're also required to follow other practices for Christians outlined in the Bible. Doctors may not make any difference if it is time to go and be with the Lord. And I saw that with Earlene. Fasting may cause the burden to be lifted. Nutrition is a function of healing and a walk of faith. Servants of God. Many have served God faithfully and are in the call of God's purpose for their lives. They know the gospel, have on the full armor of God, doing spiritual warfare, teaching and demonstrating biblical principles, and are faithful servants. Now the test is on. God removes the consciousness of his presence. The heavens are bright, and you can't seem to rouse him to work for you. You hear condemnation, failure, guilt. What have I done to deserve this? I thought God had a hedge around me and I was untouchable. And on until we become filled with despair. Our life is passing from us and there is nothing we can do except turn to the arm of flesh. We search our souls, examine ourselves, and try to find the key that will unlock the mystery of God's grace. For all we are in Christ, all we do in the kingdom, and our ability to stand in the face of the enemy is by God's grace. The walk we walk is by God's grace, love, mercy, ministry, peace, and health. God chose us in trespasses and sin and seated us in Christ Jesus. He has given us a walk worthy of that name and armed us to stand against the wiles of the devil. No one can pluck us out of his hand. We will not see the death angels, for God's angels will come for us that belong to him. We will ever be with the Lord. We cannot earn that grace, keep it, improve on it, add to it, take from it, or embellish it. Wages are earned and gifts are received. Just praise God and thank him for grace. When we're not established in grace, we go into confusion, as did Job. He thought he did everything right and believed his works would keep him and his family protected. But it was God who had him hedged about. He could not understand why these things were happening to him and was overwhelmed by confusion. Deliverance workers. A deliverance worker is a frontline warrior. The frontline warrior receives the full strength of any attack. In the case of a couple, it is usually the wife who is attacked first as she is the weaker vessel. Sometimes it is a man who is called in the ministry and not the wife. She goes along to support her husband, who leans on her for support. It takes a special couple to minister together for years, avoiding or defeating Satan's attack. And God bless Glenn and Irma. For 25 years, you're at Lake Hamlin Bible Camp. And they have been under attack. Sometimes we get puffed up in the idea of who we really are. We think that we are undefeatable and press on without really taking the time to stop and think that we are just his servants by grace. We are ministering in his name, power, strength, might, suffering, love, and guidance of the Holy Spirit. Then comes Satan's attack and we get mad at God. This is not supposed to happen to God's warriors. We warriors get wounded. When we fail to turn to the Lord in praise, we stumble. Have you a hole in your armor? Are you spending time in prayer and in the Word every day? Have idle thoughts found a way to get you to stop praying without ceasing? Have vain imaginations penetrated your armor? Examine your armor for weaknesses. Continue on to the goal of hearing Jesus say, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." It could be that God is getting ready to do a greater work in your ministry once you overcome this trial. We must praise God in every circumstance. It is a praise even unto death that lifts the bonds that hold this earthly body in captivity. No one can separate us from the love of God except ourselves. Regardless of what happens, we must always follow the Lord in spirit and truth. Apostle suffering. The apostles suffered, were God's saints, were persecuted, weak in body, and had infirmities. Consider what Paul and Timothy went through. There are little things that affect the body. It is not a reflection on your spiritual condition if we get sick. Those with bodily weaknesses have been effective witnesses for Christ. The world can identify with their infirmities. They can be strong in the spirit. We are not perfect. We age, die, suffer sickness, are attacked by germs. Our cells die every 7 years, and we are susceptible. Ask God for discernment and do not go on a guilt trip. Do not judge others outwardly. There is only one righteous judge. Show love and compassion. Help others who are weaker. The church was persecuted. All apostles were martyred except John in exile. God's heroes endured by faith even to torture and death. Pride, ego, and vanity. God needs to cleanse our lives. Pride stands in our way of obtaining the blessings of God. We need God's wisdom and understanding. We must seek God and search our souls. We will always battle the forces of evil in this world. We need to try to live a balanced life, mentally, physically, spiritually, and financially. Anything you neglect in life will cause you problems. Anything you omit in the Bible will cause you problems. Don't be puffed up. Pride opens the door to demons. Confusion of mind. Many Christians are confused about this subject. Why do they have to suffer in life when it seems that the heathen do not have to suffer? What are God's provisions and promises of healing? This concerns as to why terrible things happen to good people are quite natural and occur to us all. We must have faith and trust in our Heavenly Father and know that we are loved by Him. The Scriptures are a source of comfort, strength, and hope. What lies have been told by our parents, spouses, or children that we believe and affect our lives? Testimonies of others. We hear stories of those who read the Scripture every day, stand on them, and are healed of terminal illnesses. We also hear those who did the same thing and died. Can you judge and say that one person did not have faith? Absolutely not. There are those who seek the Lord for healing over some period of time, finally yield to surgery and doing well. Can you condemn them for going to the doctors? Absolutely not. Standing with each other. We need to stand with each other, not only as Christian brothers and sisters, but also with other ministries. We're not in competition. There is plenty of work for everyone. This is especially true in the ministry of deliverance. There are few who perform this service. Ministers, just like everyone else, may have a difficult time with stability. Ministers have a variety of styles and methods of ministry. Just because they don't perform the ministry just like we do, doesn't mean that we cannot fellowship with them or support their ministry. Husband's responsibility. Have respect for your wife and her forced labor in the ministry. Don't put burdens on her so great she cannot bear them. Repent to your wife for forced labor. Put her on the altar. God is faithful to honor the husband's proper relationship to the wife. Okay, I want all the husbands to stand. Just the husband. I want you to repeat after me. Praise God. Okay, I want the wives to stand too. Okay. Hold each other's hand. You know, show me you love each other. Praise God. As your husband, repeat after me, man. As your husband, I ask you, my wife, to forgive me for forcing you to labor in this ministry and to do the things that God did not call you to do. Forgive me for placing burdens on you that were so great that you could not bear them. Forgive me for not showing respect for you that you deserve as my wife. I place you on the altar of God and ask that He forgive me for sinning against Him in the way that I have misused you. Lord, help us to have the proper relationship as husband and wife in all walks of life, including the ministry. Will you, my wife, forgive me? In Jesus' name we pray. Now ask your wives to forgive you. Oh, praise God. Tell your wife you love her. And wives, forgive your husbands. Oh, God. Oh, God. You may be seated.
And we had this lesson over in Beaumont, and I had a chance to ask Earlene to forgive me. It's so easy. It's so easy to lean on your wife, no matter what you're in. As men, we tend to lean on our wives. We tend to put burdens on them that we shouldn't put upon them. Oh, God. Credit others. We give credit for this lesson to those who comfort us during our time of illness. We give credit to those who have prayed for us over the years when we have faced with injuries, illnesses, and tragedies. We give credit to everyone who called, wrote, or provided material for this lesson. However, we all give credit to the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit for working through each of us to bring about God's provision in our lives with input to make this a lesson for others. Now, I'd like to read to you what I wrote about as a testimony about Earlene's death. Job's test. When Earlene had kidney failure, the Lord impressed me to read the book of Job in the hospital at Earlene. We didn't realize that God was telling us that we were going to be put through a test, especially Earlene. We were at the height of our ministry, but we did not spiritually discern what was happening. After Earlene's death, God told Marie, our daughter, that he had put Earlene through a 7-year Job's test for rewards in heaven. Earlene had suffered for 7 years from kidney failure, kidney transplant, and related problems from not having a naturally functioning kidney. She also had a broken hip, 2 broken arms, and a broken elbow. It seemed like she had one problem after another, which were never ending. It seemed many times that prayer or deliverance did not work. Now we can look back and see that God was allowing these things to happen to test Earlene's faith. Hospital experience. We were told that Earlene would be able to recover from fluid in the lungs. Maria and I started fasting for Earlene after she had a near-death experience in the hospital. We had turned Earlene over to God. We wanted His perfect will to be done. We told God that we would serve Him even if He did not heal Earlene. Earlene would not have wanted to be in a wheelchair. There were 2 times in the hospital that she seemed to indicate that she wanted to go and be with the Lord. Many people came to comfort the family and to pray for us and Earlene. She was anointed with oil, and healing and deliverance were prayed for her. There were other people around the nation and on the internet that were praying for Earlene. There was sufficient prayer power to heal Earlene or to raise her from the dead. The presence of God was wonderful in the hospital, and the power of God was there to heal. We were having a prayer circle in the waiting room. God sovereignly chose to heal Marie's neck. She had injured her neck 10 years ago when she fell off a horse and hit a post. Spiritually, you felt good. You had the presence of the Lord. Physically, you were crying for Earlene as you watched your loved one die. After death, we spent a day praying for Earlene to be raised from the dead. Sometime after the burial, we had a family prayer meeting. God healed Marie of TMJ, a jaw problem, which she had bothering her for some time. God was showing us that He still healed people. He could have healed Earlene or raised her from the dead, but He chose to take her to be with Him. We kept waiting for her to set up in bed or set up in the casket. It seemed like our faith was high for God to heal. We had a wonderful funeral celebrating Earlene's homecoming. It was like no other funeral that I know about. The burial in the family cemetery plot was good, with a gentle altar call made by Clyde, Earlene's brother. Many good things have come out of Earlene's death. There was reconciliation in the Moody and Chauncey families from previous hurts. The future. Earlene's ministry will continue in the publications, especially the deliverance manual, and audio and video tapes. It will continue through my ministry and through the many people that Earlene helped. The Lord has told me to spend more time with my family and to continue the ministry and the business. I have chosen to be a spiritual eunuch. The Bible says that there are eunuchs born that way, made by man, or chosen as a way of life. The perfect number 7. The number 7 was prominent in Earlene's death. From kidney failure to Earlene's death was 7 years. Earlene had 7 different kinds of doctors trying to keep her alive. Earlene was buried 7 days after her mother was buried. Bree and I fasted 7 days to Earlene's death. That's my lesson. Now I'm going to take you through a prayer, and we're going to go into spiritual warfare. So why don't y'all stand up? Stretch a little bit. I don't need another way to get a lesson like this across other than just reading it, because there's about 10 pages here. Now, I want you to pray out loud. I want you to pray as if you mean this. And I want you to follow me.
Oh, praise God. We bind the spirit of infirmity.
We bind the spirit of infirmity.
We command you,
and all your underlings,
to leave our bodies now. In the name of Jesus Christ, we break every curse of sickness,
infirmity,
and organ failure.
We command our bodies
to respond
to the blessing
of healing and health.
Our bodies are the temples
of the Holy Spirit.
We desire a clean temple
for the Holy Spirit
to dwell in.
Father,
we confess to you
our sins,
weaknesses,
failures,
and lack of faith.
We ask you
to make your grace
strong in our weaknesses.
Help us
to trust you
in the things we don't know.
We command the spirit of confusions
to leave now
in the name of Jesus Christ.
Lord,
we ask you
to grant us
the blessings of long life
and good health
in the service of the kingdom of God.
The 70 years
plus blessings
and the abundant life
Jesus came to bring us
is our purpose for believers.
We cancel out
the purpose and plan
of the devil
to kill,
steal,
and destroy.
We refuse any part of his plan
and send all of his curses
back to the sender.
Now in the name of
the Lord Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ,
we command the bodies,
detoxification system,
to be healed,
and every spirit
that is working to be
destroyed
or caused to fail.
You must leave us now.
All doubt and unbelief
must leave.
We rebuke you now
in the name of Jesus Christ.
We loose the ministering spirits
for the heirs of salvation
to come
and minister to us now.
Thank you, Lord Jesus,
for providing us victory
over hell,
death in the grave,
and power
over the spirits of sickness,
and over all the power of the devil.
We ask to live
to accomplish all
that God has purposed in our lives.
Let us be a positive influence
for Christ each day.
We break the curses of
sickness,
infirmity,
organ failure,
godlessness,
nests of demons,
doorways for demons,
idolatry of possessions,
and ungodly holidays.
We break the curses
listed in Deuteronomy 27
and 28.
In the rest of the Bible,
from diseases of Egypt,
of every sickness
and plague,
in Book of the Law,
and every curse
and disease
not written
in this Book of the Law,
that we may have legal, that we may have the legal right to do so.
Lord,
we ask that you
show us any legal rights
that Satan has in our lives,
so we may repent
and break these curses.
In the name of Jesus Christ,
we pray. Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated. Now, I just want you all to relax. And don't pray in English. Don't pray in tongues. We want to cast the demons out. We're not asking the Holy Spirit to come in. Don't sit with your arms crossed. Don't sit with your legs folded. Just be natural and normal. And let the Holy Spirit deal with you. Okay, in the name of Jesus Christ, we command that the demonic characteristics and spirits leave in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, as your name is called, along with your family of repressed feelings. Now come out. Come out. We call out the spirits of repressed feelings, judgmental, impatience, uncleanliness, guilt, lack of faith, doubt, unbelief, seat of emotions, hidden spirits, beast nature, bestiality, uncleanliness, immorality, unreality, condemnation, failure, despair, idleness, pride, ego, vanity, lying, confusion, overindulgence, selfishness, lust, perversion, greed, lesbian, lawlessness, iniquity, praying, witchcraft, jealousy, dolls with pins, voodoo, enchantments, serpents in wait, thin veil, poison emotions, demonic reigns, retardation, incest, pride, idolatry, and condemnation. Come out, spirits of diseases, susceptible to disease, sickness, poor immunity, death, illness, infirmity, poisons, poor elimination, spirits in stomach, liver, kidney, bladder, and other organs, hormone imbalance, and related spirits. Every family of disease represented by the 39 stripes that Jesus Christ was beaten with must come out of our bodies. Now come out, demons. I come against all the demons and command you to come out of diseases listed in Deuteronomy 28:16-68. And this was given to me by Dr. Bill Noll. In verse 16, okay, curse in the city and the field. Cursed shall be the basket in the store. Cursed shall be the children, crops, cattle, sheep. Curse going in, coming out, cursing. Now come out, spirit of confusion and failure in job and work. Come out, spirit of destruction, perishing, plague, pestilence, sickness, death, consumption, wasting disease, fever, inflammation, blood poisoning, extreme burning, high fever, madness, encephalitis. We break the curse of the wars, crop failure, famine. Come out, spirit of pestilence. Pursue until perish, harassment. Heaven is bright, no rain, hot sun. Earth is iron, hard, dry ground. Land becomes powder and dust. Dust shall cover you, dust storm. Come out, spirit of eye trouble from dust, asthma, asthma, heart trouble. Go, defeat and terror before enemies. Body shall not be buried. Wild beasts will eat it. Botch, skin ulcers and boils. Come out, come out. Itch, scurvy, pellagra, beriberi, psoriasis. Come out, madness, blindness, astonishment of heart, terror, amazement, tumors, hemorrhoids. Go, grouping at noonday, poverty, oppression, rob, no deliverance, wife in adultery, rape, home stolen, wages stolen or lost, deliverance, ox slain, ass stolen, sheep taken, none to rescue, son and daughters run away from home, taken into bondage for sex. Come out, eye and heart, failure, waiting for destruction, cursed, crushed. Madness, go, helplessness, haplessness, powerlessness. Come out, boils, ulcers from sole of feet to top of head, impetigo, eczema. Go, foreign rulers and gods. Come out, astonishment, a proverb among nations, laughing stock, ridicule, belittlement. Worms will eat crops, crop failure, job failure. Locusts will eat crop, and daughters go into captivity. Drugs, witchcraft, sex, harlot, crop failure, foreign oppression, debt, poverty, hunger, thirst, nakedness. Poverty, come out, destruction. Go, defeat by foreign nation, unmerciful enemy, destruction of cattle and crop, robbery of all possessions, siege of cities, destruction of defenses, conquest of land, cannibalism, famine. Come out, spirit of distress. We go against complete poverty. Come out, wonderful plagues on children, long chronic illness, all diseases of Egypt, every sickness and every plague in the book of law. We come against destruction of race, genocide, plucked off land, exile, dispersion among the nations, exile, no rest, fearful, terror, blindness, depression, heaviness, come out, fear of death, no assurance, fretting and worry always, constant danger, bondage, slavery, come out, and finally everything and every curse and disease not written in this book of law that is written. Now come out, written or not written. We bind you and we cast you out in Jesus' name. Now be gone. Be gone in the name of Jesus Christ. Your power is broken, and we drive you out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Now go. Go in Jesus' name. I come against all drugs and medicine. I come against appetites and addictions. Addiction to drugs and many other things. Drugs, bondage, slavery. Craving for an addiction to cigarettes. Craving for an addiction to alcohol. Cigarette, nicotine, amphetamine. Also medical and slang names. Barbiturates, medical and slang names. Craving for an addiction to drugs. Downers, fantasy, flashback, habit, methadone, phenobarbital, THC, hashish, pot smoking, unreality, and many others. Come out various spirits of nervousness, confusion, mind control, tension, anxiety, worry. Come out all demons tied in with physicians and pharmacies. I come against Apollo and Apollyon. Come out in Jesus' name. Escatulus, all gods and goddesses, Hippocratic Oath, Caduceus, Pharmakias, pharmacy, pharmacists, witchcraft and sorcery. Come out all drug groups. We call out the drug groups of painkillers, tranquilizers, antidepressants, sedatives, hypnotics, hallucinogens, narcotics, stimulants, and depressions. Come out. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind you and cast you out in Jesus' name. Now come out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Your power is broken, and we bind you and we cast you out in Jesus' name. That's right. Now be gone. Be gone in the name of Jesus Christ. Come against all sexual sin and diseases, sexual diseases, impurities, and demons. Come out all sins. Come out, fornication, idolatrous sex orgies, adultery, masculine women, effeminate men, abuse himself with mankind, arsenicoites or sodomites, oral or anal copulation. Go. Come out, sensual, carnal, voluptuous, senses and appetites. Come out, evil concupiscence, inordinate affections, excessive affections, lasciviousness, lewd emotions, filthy communication, obscenity, blasphemy, profanity, masturbation, homosexuality, and catamite. Lesbianism, go in Jesus' name. Exposure, uncleanliness, ego, perversion, lust and passions, fantasies, obscene music, poetry, literature and art, occult sex, immorality, incest, idolatry, rape, frigidity, voyeurism, bad dreams, heterosexuality. Come out, ego, vanity, pride, fantasy lust, flirting, masochism, nymphomania, succubi, incubus, prostitution, frigidity, voyeurism, bestiality, deviation. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out all pornography, child pornography, Playboy Channel, X-rated movies, porno pictures. Go all pornography. Come out all diseases, venereal diseases, gonorrhea, chancroid, salt, granuloma, inguinal, spirochetal infection, syphilis, congenital syphilis, gonorrheal arthritis, venereal lymphogranuloma, AIDS, meningitis, endocarditis. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out. Austerity, insanity, staggering gait, heart disease, blindness, ulcerative lesions, yaws, BGL, penna, relapsing fever, tropical ulcer, rat bite fever, Wheels disease, herpes 1 and 2. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Every demon that comes in through injuries, come out. Spirits of mumps and diseases, accidents and structural damage, go in Jesus' name. Go. We bind your power and we drive you out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Go. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. We command you to go. Now loose us and set us free in the name of Jesus Christ. Your power is broken and we drive you out in Jesus' name. And we come against every spirit of rejection, fear of rejection, self-rejection, inability to give and receive love, prenatal rejection, conception and lust, rejection from the mother and father, rejection from brothers and sisters. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out right now. All that whole family of rejection, all of your works, go in the name of Jesus Christ. And we come against the family of bitterness, and we bind the family of bitterness, and we drive you out in Jesus' name. Now come out. All bitterness, resentment, hatred, unforgiveness, violence, temper, anger, murder, retaliation, suicide, and death, come out in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out of God's people right now in the name of Jesus Christ. We come against rebellion, self-will, stubbornness, disobedience, anti-submissiveness. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind your power and we drive you out in Jesus' name. Be gone. Be gone in the name of Jesus Christ. We command you demons to line up in rank and file in order and come back quickly. We bind every power that you have. We loose ourselves from you in the name of Jesus Christ. We remind you that you're going to be cast in the lake of fire and brimstone where there'll be weeping and gnashing of teeth, where the worm shall never die and the fire shall never be quenched. You're going to be cast in there with your master Satan. You've been total loneliness and total despair, and you have very little time left. Now come out of the people right now in Jesus' name. And Lord, we pray that you send the legion of angels, warring angels, ministering angels, the Holy Spirit, the sevenfold Spirit of God, to come down and do a mighty work here, Father. Lord, I pray that you'd light a fire on those demons 10 times hotter than hell and show them their upcoming torment, Father. And you will bow your knee to Jesus Christ, and you'll do what He's telling you to do, and you'll go where He's telling you to go. Now, come out of the people right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, I pray you put your hook in there. Put the hook in their jaw and pull them out in the name of Jesus Christ. Cut their roots out with your sharp two-edged sword, Father. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for what you're doing here, Father. Now move it, demons. In the name of Jesus Christ, we command you to move it. We command you to come out of the people quickly. Bring every root, member, scar, nest, and habit, ruler, demon, and lesser demon. We command you to come out. We bind your power and we drive you out in Jesus' name. Now come out of them. Come out of them right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Every demon that's been called out, every characteristic, every common demon grouping, we demand all that to go in Jesus' name. Now go. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, I pray that we bind up the minds, wills, and emotions of every demon, every ruler demon. We command you not communicate with the lesser demons. We command the lesser demons to go in Jesus' name. And then we command the ruler demons to go in Jesus' name. Now come out. Come out of the people right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Your power is broken. We drive you out. Now loose them and set them free in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus Christ, that name above all names. Loose them and set them free. By the power and the blood of Jesus Christ, by the word of God in the name of Jesus, by the authority of the believers and unity of our spirits, we come against you by the cross, by the word of God, by the blood of God, by the name of Jesus, by every weapon we have in our warfare. We come against you by every weapon we have in our warfare. We command you to go in Jesus' name. We use every weapon we have. We stand united in the spirit. We stand united in the faith. We come against you as a group. We come against you as a body ministry. Now come out of the people right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Keep on coming out. We demand a complete cleansing in the name of Jesus Christ. We demand a complete cleansing. Now come out. I come against spirits of palsy and epilepsy. And I come against spirits of mental illness. Come out. Come out, spirits of mental illness, madness, mania, mental retardation, senility. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, all diseases that cripple the muscular system. Come out, spirits that cripple the muscular system. I command you to come out in Jesus' name. Come out, like palsy and so forth. I command you to go in Jesus' name. Now come out. I come against demons of nervousness where we just shake. We just shake and we tremble. Come out. Come out. The demons that cause us to shake and tremble. We cannot hold our hands still. We cannot hold our arms still. Come out. Palsy. I call out palsy and those related demons. I bind your power, Satan, and I command you to come out of the people in Jesus' name. Now come out of our organs. I command you to come out of every organ in our body. And I bind you. I especially come against kidney disease. I come against the demons that cause kidney disease. I curse you in the name of Jesus Christ. I curse you. I hate you, demons. I command you to come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out of their kidneys. Come out right now. All these demons are in there that will cause them to have kidney failure. I bind you and cast you out in Jesus' name. Now be gone. Be gone in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out of them. Come out of their kidneys. Come out of every organ in the name of Jesus Christ. And I come against those demons that would attack the women's female organs and the men's male organs. And I bind those and cast those out. Come out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Out of our organs, out of our sexual reproductive organs, we bind you and cast you out in Jesus' name. I come against prostatitis in the prostate gland. I command you to come out of us in Jesus' name. Now come out right now. All the demons who attacked our sexual reproductive organs, come out of us right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Now come out. Out of every organ in our body, out of every system in our body, we bind you and cast you out in Jesus' name. And I come against those demons in the skeletal system, those spirits of paralysis. Come out, spirits of paralysis and the bone breaker and bone crusher and accident prone and so forth. Come out of us in Jesus' name. Come out. We bind your power and we drive you out. Come out of our bones and joints and marrow. Come out. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. I come against spirits of cancer. Come out, spirits of cancer. Cancer and tumors and growth and malignant and unling. We curse you. We command you to die in Jesus' name. We command you to come out in Jesus' name. Now come out. Come out. Loose us and set us free in Jesus' name. Now come out. Spirits of arthritis, bursitis, neuritis, tendonitis. Come out of us in Jesus' name. Come out. We bind you and cast you out of our bones and our joints and our marrow. Now come out of the marrow. Come out of the marrow right now. I come against those blood diseases. I come against those blood diseases. I command you to come out of the marrow right now in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out. Loose us and set us free. Those blood diseases, we break your power and we drive you out in Jesus' name. Now go. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out of our blood. All these demons that are trying to kill us, come out of our blood right now. I come against all diseases, infirmities, weaknesses, sicknesses, and traumas. Now come out. Those demons that cause us trauma, we bind you and cast you out in Jesus' name. Now go. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. All these traumatic demons. I come against those spirits of uncleanliness. Come out, those spirits of uncleanliness. All these demon spirits, all these unclean spirits, we command you to come out in Jesus' name. Now, be gone. Be gone in the name of Jesus Christ. All the sexual demons, we come against all those sexual uncleanness demons, and we bind you and cast you out in Jesus' name. Come out. All these sexual, unclean, wicked demons, come out of us. Come out of our reproductive system. Come out of our sexual system. We bind you and cast you out in Jesus' name. Now, come out. I come against the cancer. breast cancer. I come in spirits of breast cancer and cancer of the uterus and so forth. Cancer of the vagina. I command you to come out in Jesus' name. I come against cancer of the prostate gland. I come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. These demons of cancer. I stir up every dormant spirit of cancer. I stir up every dormant spirit of cancer. I stir you up and I drive you out in Jesus' name. I come out the dormant spirits. I command you to come out of the mind, will, and emotion. I stir up the demons in the unconscious mind. I command you to come out in Jesus' name. Come out the demons in the unconscious mind. Come out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind you and cast you out in Jesus' name. We command you to manifest, identify, and reveal yourself as unto Jesus and come out. Be gone. Be gone. The demons in the unconscious mind. I stir you up. All those traumatic experiences we had that we submerged in the subconscious mind, we bind you and cast you out in Jesus' name. We stir you up. Bring you into remembrance and cast you out in Jesus' name. Now come out. Come out of the conscious mind, the unconscious mind, the subconscious mind. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out. We break your power and drive you out in Jesus' name. Now go. Go and out of every level of mind that we have, we bind you and cast you out in Jesus' name. Now be gone. Be gone in the name of Jesus Christ. We stir up every dormant demon, every demon of cancer and arthritis that's dormant, just waiting to hit us. We bind you and cast you out in Jesus' name. Now be gone. All the common cancers to men and women, we bind you and cast you out now in the name of Jesus Christ. Now come out. Come out. All cancer and arthritis, the related spirits, bone deformities and so forth. I come against the deformities of birth. I come against birth deformities. Demons that come in and cause us to have birth deformities, I bind those and cast those out in Jesus' name. Be gone. Come out of us, birth deformities. We command you to go in Jesus' name. Come out of us. All those demons that hold us into a birth deformity we got when we were born, we bind you and cast you out. We break the curses that came from the womb. We break the curse of conceived in lust. We break the curse of conceived in lust. And we cast you out of us in Jesus' name. Now come out. Come out. Spirits of being conceived in lust. We bind your power and cast you out in Jesus' name. Be gone. Be gone in the name of Jesus Christ. That's right. We are loved. Lord, I loose the love of God upon this people. The love of God. Let them know that they're loved, Father. Let them know that they belong to you. We call down the love of God. Lord, we call down the opposite spirits, Father. We call down the opposite spirits. We call the angels from the third heaven, Father. We pray that you'd come and minister to this group, Father. Lord, I pray that you'd send your angels necessary to minister love. Let your Holy Spirit minister love to this group, Father. And demons, we use that love against you. We use that love against you. We bind your power, and you don't know what love is. We remind you that you're going to be cast in the lake of fire and brimstone, where there'll be weeping and gnashing of teeth, where the worm shall never die and the fire shall never be quenched. You're going to be cast in there with your master Satan. You'll be in total loneliness and total despair, and you have very little time left. We command you to bow your knee to Jesus Christ and do what He's telling you to do and go where He's telling you to go. Now come out of the people right now in Jesus' name. Come out of them in the name of Jesus Christ. Your power is broken and we drive you out in Jesus' name. Now be gone. Be gone. Line up in rank and file in order and come out quickly. And Lord, we pray that you'd take your angels and escort those demons out and take them out and cause them to walk around in dry places and not come back again. Now come out of the people right now. Come out of them. All these demons that hold them, every demon that holds them into bondage. I come against those spirits of bondage and torment and incest and uncleanliness and so forth. Come out right now. Loose them and set them free in Jesus' name. By the power and the blood of Jesus Christ, by the name of Jesus, by the authority of the believers, by the word of God, by the cross of God, we come against you. We exercise every weapon in our warfare against you. Now be gone. Be gone in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out of the people. Set them free. Set them free right now in the name of Jesus Christ. And we come against spirits of doubt and unbelief. Come against spirits of doubt and unbelief and distrust and deceit and deception. We command you to go in Jesus' name. And I come against those demon spirits that hold people in bondage because they don't believe in deliverance or they're afraid of deliverance. Now come out. Come out, spirits of fears. We drive out spirits of fears right now. Come out, fears, fear of deliverance, fear of demons, fear of Satan. Come out. I come against those fears and I bind you and I cast you out in Jesus' name. Now be gone. Be gone. Come out, all these fears and phobias. We bind you and cast you out in Jesus' name. Every fear, every phobia, come out right now in Jesus' name. Now go. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Go. We bind your power. We cast you out. We drive you out. We forcefully eject you. We kick you out in the name of Jesus Christ. And we curse every infirmity, weakness, sickness, and disease. We curse it at its roots. We command it to die in Jesus' name. We rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. Now come out. Come out. Your power is broken in Jesus' name. Come out. We break your power. We stand in agreement together. For each other. We stand with each other. We stand with each other in the name of Jesus Christ. And we thank you and we praise you, Lord. We thank you and we praise you, Father. Glory to you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Okay, y'all just remain seated because deliverance is going on. I want to pray for you. Father, I just lift up my brothers and sisters, and I thank you so much for them, Lord, and I love them, Lord. And I know, Lord, that you love them, Father, and that you care for them, and you want the best for them, Lord. And Father, I just thank you for what you have done here this morning, and I thank you, Lord, for what you're going to do in this whole camp meeting from beginning to end, Father. And Lord, I thank you for blessing us. I thank you for being in our presence, Lord. It's just so wonderful to be in your presence, Lord, and to worship you and magnify you, Lord, and to humble ourselves before you. And Lord, I pray for the disease, the illnesses, weaknesses, diseases, infirmities that these people have, Father. And Lord, I pray that the Holy Spirit would just come down and touch them, Lord. Just come down and touch them and heal them, Father. Lord, heal them the top of their head to the soles of their feet, Father. I praise you, Lord. I praise you for your healing power, for your delivering power. And I thank you that all of my brothers and sisters are Christians, Father. And we're all going to go to heaven. We'll be in heaven together. And we'll have our spirit and our soul. And we'll recognize each other. We might even talk about this day someday up in heaven. Praise God. I thank you, Lord. I just thank you, Lord. I praise you, Lord, for ministering to your people, Lord. Lord, minister your love to them, Lord God. They so want and know and need to know that they're loved, Father. Minister your love, Lord Jesus. Let your love just flow over them, Father. Oh, I thank you and I praise you, Father. Lord, I thank you, Lord. Thank you for your Holy Spirit, Lord. I thank you for your love, Father. Lord, we love you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. Glory to you, Jesus. Oh, glory to you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Father. We welcome you, Holy Spirit. We welcome you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord, for your power, for your anointing. Thank you, Lord, that we have power over the enemy. Thank you, Father, for your healing. We thank you, Lord, that you're the great healer, the divine surgeon, the master physician, Father, that knows that nothing is too hard. You said, behold, I'm the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? And God, this people is not too hard for you. And I thank you, Father. I thank you for your healing. I thank you, Lord, for your deliverance. I thank you, Lord, for everything, for your praise and your worship, Lord. For us in Jesus' name we pray. Oh, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Oh, okay. Okay, let me get your attention. Let's pray for the food. Okay, dear Heavenly Gracious Father, Lord, we pray for the food. Lord, I pray your special blessings upon all the crew that's back there making the food. I thank you, Lord, that they were able to hear the message this morning, and I pray your special blessings upon them, Father, and everyone who helps, Lord, not only makes the food, but helps clean up the kitchen and the dining room, Lord. I pray your special blessings upon them. And Lord, we thank you for this food, and we pray this food to be a blessing to our body. And we eat it, Father, and Lord, we just praise you for it, and we thank you, Lord, for where it came from, and for Glenn and Irma growing it, and everything, Lord. May there be a blessing upon their garden, Lord. So we just thank you. We thank you and we praise you, Lord, for all of the wonders that you have done here today, and we thank you now for the food, and we eat it with thanksgiving for us. In Jesus' name we pray.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com. And LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.
I'm praising the Lord. I'm praising the Lord. In everything that I find, I'm praising the Lord. I'm praising the Lord. Everything that I find.